Everybody, and welcome to Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen. My name is Jay.
My name is Colleen.
And I'm the fake Seth Rogen.
And welcome to the show. How's everybody doing?
Good. It's funny you call him the fake Seth Rogen. We called him Bob Ross Jr.
Yeah. He definitely had more of a Bob Ross vibe, I think.
I put on the Facebook group, I don't know if you guys remember the Hair Bear Bunch. He looks just like someone from the Hair Bear Bunch, and so I put it on there.
I mean, there is a Seth Rogen vibe.
Yeah. Well, I got Seth Rogen mainly because of his personality. All he needed was the stoner laugh, and that would have been perfect. But
yeah, maybe. But what a
super fans.
Players that are super fans and like completely oblivious to.
Yep. The gameplay. Well, first, don't call yourself. Don't ever go on the show saying I'm a super fan.
Yeah. And I'm blanking on a name, but the woman that with the crazy pants,
Stephanie,
like the ease in which she could play him, like just it was, she was very
girls talking to me,
anyway. Hook, line, and sinker.
Oh, stop it! You guys are mean.
No, I'm just saying, like
he basically admitted it.
It was her gameplay, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're back. Hello, sorry we're a few days late. We had some staffing conflicts.
Yes. That, and we do have a 3-week-old, too. So
we do have a 3-week-old.
Hey, I'm older than that.
We're sitting in the studio with him now.
So if you hear any crying or whatever.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's not Gonzalez. It's
not Gonzalez. It's Alex.
I'm bummed. Gonzalez was my season crush, and she's already gone, episode one. So.
Yeah, why did she get kicked to the curb? I mean, so quick.
It's a classic, like, she seems strategic. But, you know, still.
Wasn't in the click.
They could use somebody else over they could use her as a vote.
Well, I mean, I think she was making plays, but I think she was, again, probably playing a little too.
It's not like she walked or said if she was a super fan, said, I'm going to go find an idol.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can't hear. We really do have a 3-week-old in the studio with us.
But yeah, so Survivor is back with a interesting premise, Ghost Island.
I actually enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was interesting. We'll see.
I don't know. It kind of seems like they ran out of a production budget and they were like, what do we have in the back that we can use here? What has nobody bought from the auction?
Well, at first, when Jacob found the little thing and he was saying what happened, I go, man, he is a super fan. He's almost remembering it word for word. Then I saw that he was reading it. I said, oh, okay, because at first you just hear him talking,
yeah,
like a voiceover. I'm like, how does he remember all this? Oh my god.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. My problem with the past few seasons have been like some of the gimmicks have taken over like good gameplay. And considering this is all gimmicks, it'll be interesting to see how this is going to play.
Well, maybe they won't have it the whole season.
No, it's called Ghost Island. It's literally the theme of the season. I don't know. I feel like this season can either make or break people. Like, I haven't really, because again, we have a 3-week-old, so I haven't really been online or anything. I'm not really sure what the internet sentiment is, but. I can't imagine some of the hardcore Survivor fans are really jumping at the bits here to.
Well, it's like it is influencing people's gameplay. I mean, you know, it is going to dictate. I mean,
I'm fine with that, but like if the gimmick and I don't know, it just if the gimmicks are making the gameplay happen as opposed to just players making the game.
Right. Well, like I said you have it for the first half of the season, then when it's kind of boring, and then we get the strategy part the second half, then let them play.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do think that perhaps it could be, we could be in for some really funny gameplay mistakes here with people trying to overplay in order to, quote, reverse the curse.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see. I mean, I think there's some interesting characters in this season so far. Dominic.
Well, you got rid of one.
Thing.
Dominic, man.
Helen's going to be Kelly Lynn, however you say her name. I think she's going to be a fairly big player, whether she's in the, what's her name? Jessica, the virgin from last season, where she goes, you know, mid-merge, or she goes all the way to the end. I can see her being somewhat interesting. So I do think we have some interesting characters, but.
And can I ask this? Why were they closed captioning Donathan when I could understand everything he was saying?
You could.
I guess I speak Southern now because I was like, I'm not having any trouble understanding what he's saying.
Well, Donathan wins for unique name of the season. Yeah. Is that a real name or did his parents just, you know?
I think they spelled it wrong. They spelled it wrong.
Yeah, wait, to play off the patrons hangout that we just did, talking about baby names. To be fair, Jack, you also, didn't you infamously misspell your youngest daughter's middle name?
Maria. I was still trying to figure out Kayla. I was like, I knew how to spell, but I'm like, why are we naming our kid Kayla? All right, whatever.
Yeah, Donathan Hurley.
Donathan Hurley.
Yeah.
Well, that's how we make a J in
Eastern Kentucky.
Eastern Brian Kentucky. I thought it was in Eastern Kentucky or Virginia.
Eastern
West Virginia.
Kentucky, where Virginia and West Virginia meet.
Okay, yeah. So it could have been Jonathan, and I don't know. I don't think I've ever met a Donathan.
Is his nickname Dak? You know, Jonathan.
Oh, Jonathan Jack. That's really funny. Well, I guess we're gonna have to call him Dak from now on.
Dak. I like him really.
He's gone in the second episode. Actually, I'm sorry. That's right. He survived. I'm sorry. I thought he was gone, but I forgot Seth Rogen.
He survived because he's on Ghost Island.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
All right.
I just have one question about Michael. Kid's 18 years old, but he was like passing out during the challenge.
Oh yes. Oh, don't worry. We're gonna
the opening challenge. Okay.
But I guess we can now. Yes. He got outrun by what? A 30-year-old?
Sebastian.
Seabass.
Seabass. Yeah.
Seabass. Anyone ever call you Seabass? No.
No. You're not. You're Fisher and your name's Sebastian?
Actually, I think I'm shocked that, you know, anyway.
Okay. So, Survivor season 36, Ghost Island. Can you reverse the curse? So for the first time ever, we're bringing back the actual idols and advantages that were played in other seasons.
I thought they sold those for charity.
That's what I was going to ask. I was like, I thought they auctioned off.
Did they auction them off and then say, all right, we need these back?
But again, they had in the shed, they had every single snuffer. I swear those, unless they have like 10 of those and they only auction
off. It's for pediatric AIDS, right? And so do you just bid on it, but you don't get it?
There, Jeff, if you can explain.
Yeah, Jeff.
I'm sure it's out there, and we just haven't paid attention to the internet, you know. Because, again, 3 week old. I'll make it my goal before we record again on Wednesday. Kind of figured.
All right.
But, yeah, I don't know. Again, this kind of seems like Survivor, what was in your garage?
Survivor, spring cleaning.
If I was hosting the show, it'd be a lot of crap.
Oh, exactly. All right, so we start off on the beach. Contestants have the chance to reverse the curse of former contestants. Kellen says that one of her biggest fears is making bad decisions. And Probst then points out that everything in this game is hinged on you making the right decision. Which made me then question, did we get this because Kellen's going to make a really bad decision? And I'm really sorry if your name is Kelly Lynn. I don't know why I keep reading it as Kellen. But, you know.
Isn't that every season, though, making a bad decision is...
Yeah. But this time, it's...
it's personal.
Yeah, this time it's personal.
But this time, we're going to link you to forever to Eric the Ice Cream Scooper.
Or James. I still say James going home with two idols. That's ridiculous.
And it is Kellen. It is Kellen.
Okay, good.
Her story was interesting. It was like, I left my husband and I'm starting over my life. And it's like, okay, cool.
Right. Yeah, that came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I decided I need to change, so I just left. But
killed
my
husband, changed names.
Witness protection.
Yeah.
Yeah, her real first name was Kelly Lynn. She combined it to Kelly.
You guys, what do you think about this as a new name?
Nobody will ever figure it out.
What if I take Kelly and Lynn and then combine them?
They'll never figure it out. They'll
never guess me.
Yeah. Oh my God. Then I'll go on a reality show. Yeah. Nobody watches it.
You heard about that woman who was on The Bachelor, right? There was a missing person report out for her in Florida.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah. And there's her mom. Like, where did you go? Because on Bachelor, you can't have any communication. But you think that she would have said something before?
Like, hey, mom, I'm going to be incommunicado for a while.
If you were on The Bachelor, would you try to deny it?
I guess. Anyway.
Okay. I don't watch it, so.
On the beach, each team picks a leader who then picks people to handle each part of the challenge. Malolo elects Brandon, the phys ed teacher, and Navidi picks Chris, a very pretty boy.
But you picked Brandon as your season crush, apparently. You're like, he's so hot.
Oh, I went through several iterations of finding him attractive.
Which one's Brandon? I'm looking at the name.
Older guy.
He's the fit as-
oh, okay, yeah, yeah. Isn't it? Oh, okay, Brandon. Okay.
Yeah. The losing team can forfeit and keep their fishing gear if they want to. That's the catch for the first challenge.
This challenge was so ridiculous. I was like, okay, you can get your fishing gear, and then you can also get a flint, and you can get some sticks.
And a new car.
But if you choose to quit, you can get half of these things. The other team will also get an additional trip to Disney World. Like,
It was too convoluted. It should have been winner take all.
Yeah, exactly.
Because they only given a small supply of rice.
Well, yeah, it's like, okay, well, you get half the rice and a half drunken bottle of water, or.
What if you forfeit? You can get a bottle of water that was drank 3/4 of the way.
You actually get the salt from the who's the kid that passed out. So you get the salt.
Caleb's salt.
Caleb's salt.
Oh my god!
From that, Ghost Island.
if that's not happening this season will be a disappointment.
Exactly. Yeah, that's
curses. You just quit
because that's a huge mistake. You lost a game and you almost died for salt.
He's a competitor, man. I will say if I'm worried about gimmicks for this season, the first challenge was a little
It's funny. I'm watching with your mom. She's like, "What?" I go, "I have no idea. I'm just going to see what happens and just go." I go, "Somehow you have to take in the sand and this. I don't know.
The problem I had with it is it if you choose to forfeit, it's not a bad decision, and if you choose to play. It's not a bad decision. That was kind of my thing. It was like
it wasn't a major penalty.
No,
if you forfeit, you lose everything, or you lose.
Well, I guess the whole element was like you will get something if you choose to quit instead of going for it all. I kind of get it, but I think the problem with it is it was like, okay, of course somebody is going to quit because you don't want to work.
They should have had this during the millennial season because at least the millennials would get something and they would, okay, that's just how life is.
Anyway, let's move.
You know, I'm right on that one.
No.
Wait, what do you mean? Oh, then why are we even running?
Baby boomers took all the handouts. There's none left for us millennials.
You know what? I'm Gen X, I guess. No, I don't know what I am.
Boomers, if you guys quit, you can still get a participation.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the baby boomers quit. They still get a pension and guarantee Social Security and the best job.
Sucks to be you guys. The millennials would have gone, instead of doing the race, they just would have gone over there and forfeit the puzzle.
Right away. Participation rice.
No, they just would have. They just went back to their parents' basement. That was.
Oh man.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Okay, moving on.
If it's a nice
I'm a millennial,
basement.
I can say these things.
Okay. Moving on. All right. I don't even know where we are. Okay. So,
I think we're still on the beach.
Yeah.
Let's move on. We got a long 2 hours here.
I keep calling it Navi, and I know that that's what movie is that? James Cameron movie.
Oh, yeah. Avatar.
Avatar.
Titanic.
Navidi.
I was so close.
Truth teller Dominic, though, says that he would not have forfeited.
Can we just say. All right, Dominic, I know you're an honest guy, but don't be stupid.
More like Dominic.
But that doesn't make sense. Why would you? Yeah, it was a terrible move. You don't know who these people are. But you're picking. It's literally a crapshoot. Who can do? Because no one was raising their hand who's good at puzzles.
there's something about like construction slash, you know, blue collar workers from the tri-state area that just have to, you know, they feel like they have to play the Tony way. And I feel like, you know, it's only Tony can play the Tony way.
I gotta be the Chuck.
But anyways.
All right. Well, yeah. That's because you're playing to be asked on other reality shows versus just winning the one that you're on.
All right.
Malolo, day one. Everybody bonds. Michael lies that he's 23 and says he does real estate in L.A. even though he's only 18, which is a really stupid lie because
why?
Why would you say you do real estate in L.A.? You might as well tell people that you're 23 and you're homeless and you live in your car and you help. You know.
But he does real estate in L.A. I think that's true. I think the age was the lie.
I had no problem with the age.
Only 18.
Yeah, you can be a real estate agent at 18.
He looks older than 18, so I had no problem with that.
I don't know. I thought
yeah, he looks older. I didn't look like that at 18. I was a little dork kid. But
can I tell you something, Che? You don't look like that now.
I don't know. I thought that was a silly. If you're gonna lie, tell people that you're 23 and I don't know.
But I'm 23. Like, I'm still in school.
Talk about it.
Yeah, but
LA's a hot market.
Yeah, sure, it's a hot market, but people aren't going to want to give $1 million to somebody that they perceive either needs money or has money.
Not all real estate agents make money.
Yeah, but he's good looking, so he probably has like douchey, successful vibe.
You'd be surprised. But, I don't know.
It's just me.
Jay's pretty successful. Look at him.
If that guy can make it.
You just have a handsome vibe, not douchey vibe.
Maybe you should have said he's a student or just go. I go to the beach a lot.
Why? If he's a real estate agent, just say it. I don't see what this is.
If he is an actual real estate agent, then.
Yes. Next subject.
All right. Jay points out how everybody has abs but him. He only has one ab. Stephanie grew up in Puerto Rico. And she's
my island crush.
She's your island crush.
Gone so soon.
She's not afraid of, you know.
Stephanie's still on the show. Oh, yeah. You're talking about Gonzalez.
Stephanie Gonzalez.
Oh, there's two Stephanies. Okay.
Once you will see her, that there's a lot more to her than just being a girly girl. Donathan is from Eastern Kentucky. He's really excited to be playing Survivor. He chats with Laurel.
Laurel.
I love when you do that.
Laurel.
Oh, rest in peace.
Pouring out for Laurel.
She's an alcoholic on that show, so really.
Oh, I guess that out. Is, yeah, that's in bad taste.
Telling Laurel that, Donathan tells Laurel that he can't find a man in Eastern Kentucky because nobody is out like he is. And ladies and gentlemen, we have our token gay this season.
Well, my part of my family is from Northern Kentucky, Southern Ohio. No, I mean, it's the two. They're right next to each other. And yeah, I could say there's not a lot of out individuals.
Yeah. A lot of other things, which we won't stereotype on air.
No, it's my people. So.
Well,
it's like a quarter of your people.
Well, no, technically it's half of my people, I think. Yeah. Technically.
Really?
They're both from there. My grandma was a bit more of a social elite compared to my grandfather, but still.
Oh, I didn't realize actually your grandmother was from Ohio, too.
Yeah, Kaisers.
Oh, 10 years. Learn something new. 11 years. Learn something new, everybody.
I didn't know.
Yeah. See, Jack, 32 years. Learn something new.
She was kind of seen as slumming it up by marrying my grandfather.
Really?
Because he was low class. I mean, he was a poor farmer. He didn't have anything.
But he was handsome.
He was handsome. He had that going for him, which was nice.
Yeah. Just like Michael, the 18.
Michael should have said he was a farmer.
There you go.
From Ohio.
We just totally.
We got to give that guy $1 million.
A lot more of Jay's history tonight than anybody on this podcast or listening to this podcast knew.
Or wanted to know.
Is it maybe Aunt Cindy? She yeah. probably knew. Let's hope
she knows.
Knew.
She knows.
Okay. And
she's the last of that family to be born in Ohio.
She could be like my like I said. She's
like Jack.
She knows. She knows.
Aunt Cindy and Jack are not true Californians.
Yeah, I was.
I think she was only a few months old when they moved, but yeah,
I was only a few months old. But she could be like how many times I go? Wait, what? I didn't find out a lot of stuff till later on in life, so. Anyway.
Anyways, okay, so He meaning Dak, as they're calling him, is also excited at the chance to meet exotic people like James, who is Asian, and Laurel, who's African American, because it's mostly Caucasian where he's from. So he is here for the social experiment, ladies and gentlemen. Stay tuned for how that's going to work out.
Seems very genuine.
He does seem very genuine. I thought he was adorable.
I don't think he's going to last, but
hey, he's good at sinking.
Yeah.
Unlike James.
Yeah, James. Yeah.
Eventually, I mean, how do people drown, James? Just
just give up. Just give up.
Give up and you'll
stop trying.
They got people there to rescue you. Anyway.
Look, okay, we had to be subjected to that like 35-minute long scene of Suri, who everybody loves the crap out of, several seasons ago.
But I don't understand.
With the water challenge. And we
I mean, I get maybe he freaked out and then he just like kind of he clenched up or whatever, but I don't understand how you can't
all over.
I know it's fine, whatever. But
nobody's gonna listen to this. We're releasing it 2 days before New
Year's. I can't. I'll be honest. I don't understand it either.
Just
let yourself go and float down and grab the thing, release it, and back up.
Stop moving arms like this. Just stop. just let go.
He didn't even move his arms. He literally.
No, he was. He was. He was like. I don't understand. I really don't understand.
Literally, if go in a pool and just relax, you'll go to the bottom of the pool.
Yeah. Yeah. That one's. But again, it's obviously it was probably just a
mental thing.
Yeah.
Like a mental
he should have he should have had those floaties on. He should have taken those off. Anyway, I couldn't figure it. I just let yourself go. Yeah. Anyway.
Okay. Anyway, we go over to Navidi day one. Sebastian is a fisherman. Wendell is a furniture designer.
I like Wendell. He might be my pick.
Are we talking about Seabass?
No. Well, Seabass is Sebastian. Wendell is the
furniture designer.
Yeah, but he was like a professional guy. And
he was a lawyer.
He went to Yale, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Yale he seems really smart. He seems subdued. Like he's not putting his neck out there, but he's like really smart.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like he's getting into any, like drawing attention to himself unnecessarily right now.
So I like him. I like him a lot. He's an early favorite for me.
Yes. Sebastian seems like your token Joe Anglin, Ozzy.
It is funny when he was picked to do. I go, he doesn't look like he can. He's athletic, and he was actually pretty athletic.
Yeah,
yeah.
But yeah, she's like, we're just like friends in a friend candy shop. We're just picking candy, like friends do. I'm like,
life is like a candy shop. You never know what lollipop.
I go. I don't think I've ever gone to a candy shop with friends and picked candy with friends. So
never. No. I mean, I don't have a lot of friends, but I do have friends, and I've never gone to a candy shop.
I might have gone into like Disneyland. I mean, I've probably been in it, but I don't think I've ever got. I've never heard the term "we're gonna pick candy like friends." But
come
you know
on,
what?
Come I'm on, not,
I'm not from Florida, so I don't know what the deal is.
Yeah, who the hell knows with Florida? It's just it's different.
It's their own. It's their own country down there. What do you do down here for fun? We get our friends together and we go pick some candy.
Oh my God, you guys are
just go on down to the candy shop.
You guys are the worst.
Sometimes
everybody knows your name.
Sometimes there's a line, but we go get some candy.
I go in there to go, Sebastian!
Seabass! Who are you talking to? No one's ever called me that before.
We have your regular Seabass?
You got any gummies? Let's see here.
Well, hold on. I got to wait for my friend to get here, all right? I can't just go on picking candy without my friend.
Because you know what? I might pick the wrong candy.
Stop.
I might pick the wrong candy.
True friendship is not picking candy without your friend there to pick with.
Oh, wait. My God. Okay, Chris.
Wait a minute. I can't eat that candy because it's poisonous. I can't do that. I'm allergic to it. Wish my friend was here.
Oh, my God. You guys are all horrible and going to hell. Chris grew up in Florida Keys, but he lives in New York City. City of dreams.
He seems pretty arrogant to me.
He is a model on his description. He lives in.
Yeah, I'm just.
It's a model.
I'm just throwing out there. He seems very arrogant.
Yes.
And I don't think he'd go with Seabass to get candy. Just throwing it out there.
Likely no.
I just see myself picking lobsters and going to candy shops.
Yeah, Kellen the Black Widow, who also reminds me of Soapy Light.
Wait, who?
Sophie.
Wait,
No, for the first person you said.
Oh, I said Kellen the Black Widow.
Oh, the Black Widow. Helen, the one that's left her husband. The
okay, the Black Widow.
Because she's under witness protection.
Kelly Lynn, a.k.a. Kelly. Next week, I swear we're going to figure out what her name is.
It is. I looked. It is Kellen. It's K-E-L-L-Y.
No, I know that's what it is. I wrote it like that, but I could have sworn in one of her confessionals she said her name was Kellyanne or something.
I don't see it. I don't see it. Well, if it is, I don't see it.
Kellyanne. Kelly Lynn.
Well, she better get her story straight.
Okay, it can't be. It has to be Kellyanne. Like Kellyanne.
Kellyanne. Well, next week, we'll figure it out.
Oh, my God.
What?
Easter egg. She's killing her husband.
There it is.
Oh!
I've just unlocked it, ladies and gentlemen. It's right there in front of us. It's the Illuminati.
Oh, my God.
Will this be the first one someone's evac'd with handcuffs on?
Oh, my God. Now we know where the Kate's air marshal really ended up.
There you go.
But now we can say if she's doing well in a challenge, she's killing that challenge.
But that was really funny.
That's a positive thing.
Oh, wait. Will she get bored and leave the challenge halfway through?
What?
Will she leave the challenge halfway through?
So you know what?
This isn't how I want to live my life.
You know what? I'm going to reinvent myself again. We're just kidding, Kellen.
Kellen time.
If you haven't listened to this podcast before, this is what we do.
Yeah, if you go listen to RHAP if you want like real analysis.
Yeah, come on.
Really into it when we really, really, really want to.
Plus, we have two parents have a newborn that haven't slept much, and it's 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah. And we both know that we're going to be awake in an hour and 15.
Plus, I'm messing out on jacuzzi time.
So. All right. Moving on.
Focusing.
Kellen is leaving the challenge.
Yeah.
What is she doing?
Whatever. She went to grad school.
Even I'm changing my life.
Even Cochran finished the challenge.
Oh, my God.
She's terrible.
Okay, even Cochran finished this challenge. All right.
Terrible, I might add, but he finished it.
Dominic, the construction supervisor, points out that Sebastian catches Seabass. So we now, of course, have to call him Seabass because I love a good pun. He shares that he lost a lot of weight and changed his lifestyle after his first daughter was born.
Well, because he picks up bamboo, he lifts it.
Oh. There we go. He reversed the Stephen Fishback curse by chopping the bamboo in half.
Oh, my God. There's a lot of missed opportunities so far.
Without crying, I might add.
Yeah, stuff that people really care about. Like, oh, we don't God. Really care if you used your advantage wrong. We want to know, like,
maybe,
were you actually...
Maybe they can put us in charge of next season Survivor.
Oh, they should. Good times. They should really put two sleepless parents in front of in charge of it. All right. So Chris and Seabass then bond over how great it is to have a buddy who's like so close to you. They're like real BFFs real quick, guys. I think there might have been.
How long till Chris votes
about? Come on, girl. Don't you stop. Keep going till you hit that spot. Oh.
We go over to Malolo, day two.
I want candy.
Shorty got Malolo, low, low. The hits just keep coming here, guys.
Jacob, a.k.a. Bob Ross Jr. Or I guess
you know, now that you say Bob Ross Jr. or Hair Bear, I think Hair Bear.
Hair Bear! Okay, I like
Hair Bear. Well, I feel like, you know, he's just there. He's like, I'm just gonna paint a little bush there, and
I got this dirty sock I'm going to save for later.
Oh, my God. Yeah, can we talk about the... I think it could be a clue in the rice.
We're going to get to that.
Let me put you know, he could have just poured it in a bowl.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
And then put it back in.
So, Bob Ross Jr., a.k.a. Hair Bear, has this brilliant... he has this thought that he or Dak are going to be the first votes out because of their lack of physical physique. So he goes looking for an idol, which makes the rest of the tribe suspicious.
Which is, come on. I stop calling yourself a super fan if you're going to do something so stupid on the first day. Anyway.
Although he did say something that scared me on Ghost Island, which is that he's watched every season since he was 4 years old, which you know, that show came out when I was 18, so that really scares me. And then
no, it didn't. You weren't 18 in 2001, 2000.
I was 16.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I mean, I know you are like significantly older than me, but you're not that much older than me.
Oh my God, I'm a year and a month older than you.
34. I'm 32.
Still younger.
I'm 32 for another 20 days. Okay, suck it.
Still younger.
So he's watched every season since he was 4. So that would make me 12 years older than him. Still terrifying. He goes to pour out all the rice into his dirty sock to see if there's an idol advantage in it. Can we talk about how gross this is? And I hope that all
so
of it,
bad.
I hope every single person on his tribe watched that part of the episode and then texted him like, dude, not cool.
Yeah, WT. Well,
do we skip? Was this before he put his shoes on the beach and went in the water?
That was before. Yes, thankfully.
I said, why is he putting his shoes so close to the tide? I mean, why? It's because my shoes went out there.
Yeah, that actually was pretty funny.
And then he didn't go look for his anyway.
Yeah. All right. We go to Nefiti Day 2. You know, Wendell's building a fishing trap. He shares that he was at law school, but now he's a freelance furniture designer. Woo. That say that 5 times fast. A freelance furniture designer.
Yeah, I like Wendell. I agree with Jay on this.
Yeah, side. I like him too. He hits it off with Dominic.
Him and Jessica, I think, are my two front runners.
Which one's Jessica?
Fancy pants, leggings, striped leggings.
Oh, her name.
Not Jessica. I'm sorry, Stephanie. Stephanie.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Super fan, but doesn't tell everyone she's a super fan.
Yes. The right kind of super.
Yes.
Fan. Dom thinks that Chris, the pretty boy, is out to get him. We go to the challenge.
Well, you call them out in front of everybody. Yeah.
There was that. So they go to the challenge. It's one of those really exhausting move the blocks challenges.
That was a tough one.
I know. But you know what? I was impressed that the survivor, they didn't try to like reverse a curse of, you know, Spencer getting hit in like the balls or whatever it was where they have them move all the pieces.
We will strap your arms behind your back. No cups. You have to move these big blocks with your hips.
With your teeth. Ah.
While being blindfolded.
While blindfolded. So, Navidi wins immunity and they end up sending, or Malolo sends Jacob to Ghost Island and he's like, super.
That was my plan.
Yeah, that was his plan.
We're the greatest of all time.
Yeah. Sia was playing in the background. So they go over to Ghost Island. It's day 3. And Bob Ross, the Care Bear Jr., sees all the survivor relics.
Hair Bear, not Care Bear.
Hair
Bear. Hashtag Hair Bear. He starts to put together what's going on. And he comes across a note. Yeah, production didn't help him at all with this. It probably took like a full day. This was actually
left or right.
They were like, no, dude, really. This is what's going on.
They do the time elapse like they do in some of the challenges. 45 minutes of
pick the one on the left.
What's that, Joe?
The beads of sweater coming down his face. God, I gotta get this right.
Wasn't that Agent Joe where he had to go into like the woods or something and they like the time elapsed because it's so long?
No, with Jacob, there was a key in both.
Yeah, you're like, all right, please.
Like, Jacob, just pick one. We give to you both.
We
gotta show some concepts here so people get it. Just do it, please.
Yeah. You can't lose. It's gonna be a crappy reward anyway.
Days ago, we gotta do this.
Just give me a second, guys.
Yeah, so he comes across a note to smash the urn. The note says to follow the fire. And he gets a wager that if he picks right from two logs, he'll get an advantage. If he picks wrong, he loses his vote. He picks right and gets the legacy advantage from Game Changer, so Sierra's advantage. Flashbacks to Sierra getting blindsided by Sarah. He has to gift it to someone so he gives it to Morgan. For no other reason than probably because she was really hot. I know that's terrible. I'm sure he had a connection with her that was genuine.
Sure.
And he has to use it.
She seems like a nice person.
Yeah, super nice. correctly to reverse the curse. But you know what? This kind of combined in what Ryan did last season with Chrissy, where he, you know, had to give the advantage to play it at the next vote with her.
Yeah, and it worked out for Jacob.
Yeah, it worked out for Ryan last season.
Yeah, but he knew he was going to get voted out. He needed an idol, not a promise eight or 13, whatever it is.
Yeah. We go over to Malolo, day 3. Gonzalez is trying to figure out where they went wrong in the challenge. Jonathan Dak wants to target her. The group must decide between the two. We go to tribal council, and there's a lot of whispering, and the vote is live, everybody, which is Probst's favorite type of vote.
Well, Gonzalez got up.
Yes.
And talked to everyone but Jonathan.
Yeah. So it's kind of obvious. And poor Jonathan, though, was left out of all the whispers.
Which worked out for him because the only vote he got was from Gonzalez.
Yeah, totally worked out. Credit to his game. But so in the end, Gonzalez is voted out in a shocking blindside hashtag.
Stupid move by the group because you're voting off a strong female.
Yep.
Yeah.
Why? I don't. Anyway.
We go to Navidi, night 3. Dominic finds an idol. That's all I wrote down for this part. So either had a crying baby.
I forgot that he did.
Or there was nothing else going on.
He did. I can't see in the dark. Didn't he pull up one that was like crab or a rat in there or something like that? And he jumped.
His problem with Dominic is it sounds like Jonathan. I was like, Jonathan didn't find crap. I was like, oh, Dominic. That's right.
Yeah, yes. Dominic.
Dominic found the old in the dark.
Yeah. Yeah. The one that the Dominic, my people.
But he played the old letter correctly, unlike Bob Ross Jr.
Yes.
Oh, I forgot it. I forgot it.
Yeah, you know, I left it behind.
And they go to talking. God, they took his hook, line, and sinker.
Yeah, yeah. So Navidi,
I think they believe me.
So bad.
Dominic's able to open it, and it's Andrea's idol from Karamoan. And Morgan finds the legacy advantage hidden in her bag. And she finds it after they're all worried about, you know, what are they going to do about Donovan? And it's not fair that somebody gets to not, you know, gets to sit out the vote, blah, blah, blah. And then she finds the legacy advantage. She's like, this is the best twist ever. we go to day 4 on Ghost Island. Jacob wants to pretend that he found an idol, not the advantage. This one little white lie could help save my life. As we've learned this past week, admitting to white lies does not help save your anything. We go over to Malolo, day 4. Jacob joins them as they're eating sea slugs. Ooh, exciting. He wants to know who is voted out. He has some damn good
way,
which made me laugh. He crafts a story and then shows them the fake idol, saying that he's going to play it no matter what. They want to see his instructions. And I'd say power to, what is it, Chris?
Brendan.
Power to Brendan, because I don't know if I, you know, would have thought like, well, let me see your proof here. So good on him. You could tell he deals with students every day. they want to see the instructions. He says that he left it at Ghost Island. Brendan then thinks that it's a fake and he wants to vote him out.
Well, they're going to vote him out anyway, but then they just had to worry about the idol.
Yeah, that really cemented his fate, though.
Yeah.
They go to the challenge. James and the buoys.
I don't understand how you just don't sink. He was literally a buoy.
Because he couldn't bring himself to do it.
It took more energy to float.
Yes.
Than to sink.
But it wasn't that. I think it was just genuinely scared.
No, I think he choked. I just think he choked.
Oh, yeah. He admits, to his credit, he admitted he choked.
Yeah,
I don't know what else he could say.
Supposed to do. Oh, guys, I'm sorry. I meant to go into the water, but I kept hiccuping.
Can I say they try to make Donathan's going in like this heroic move. I was like, poor Donathan's looking at James reverse drown. And he's like, no, I'm good. I can't do it.
They almost
push him in. He's like,
Probst was like, I swear to God, I will give you a good edit this episode. Just get in the water.
You'll be a hero.
He gets in and does it. It's like, oh my God, I can't believe it. It's like, dude, you didn't want any part of this, but okay.
Plus, it took him an hour and a half to do it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
They made another basket. They made another basket. I can't do it. They made another basket. They have one more to go. Okay, I'll dive in.
I'll dive in now. That doesn't matter.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
Yeah. Navidi won by a lot.
They won by a landslide. And Bob Ross Jr., Hair Bear, Seth Rogen, wannabe. I was like, pick me to go again. Pick me. I want to be safer to vote again. And no, they sent Donathan.
Yeah. There he goes. So we go to Ghost Island. Donathan, Dak, smashes the urn, doesn't get a game, which I feel really bad. I was like, man, dude admitted in his first confessional that he can't get game at home, and now he's can't get a game here.
Poor Donathan.
Looking for love
in all the wrong places. Looking for a...
Looking for nub.
As Buckwheat would say, right? Looking for nub. Anyway.
Yeah, and then he had this whole spiel about he hopes that everyone sees him as a mountain man. Which
he started a fire. It was cute. But I was like, okay.
He was
hold on a second. He didn't start it from scratch.
Oh, yeah.
He put wood in. He put wood. He's like,
now that we know that he's essentially using this,
I'm a camper. Look, Ma, I did it.
Yeah, like
I'm Grizzly Adams. Look at me. Anyway.
Aww. He's adorable.
I can go on that what's that Survivor show where they put him in the middle of nowhere?
Naked and Afraid.
There you go. That's his next thing. I built fire.
Well, Michael from One World was on that. I think that's the last season they had it too. Yeah. No, you guys don't remember Michael?
No.
Well, Google him, Jay. He was pretty boy, too.
Okay.
Malolo, day 6. James apologizes for messing up the challenge. Michael still wants to get Hair Bear out because he's weary of the fake idol.
I thought you were going
to
say weird. I was like, yeah, he's a little weird.
Weary of the idol/fake idol. I'd have a beer with him. I would do
your,
one of...
Your season crush?
No. Bob Ross Jr.
With Jacob? Oh,
yeah, why not?
Oh, I'd have a beer with you too.
No, I would. I would. I would. I would do one of those like paint and wine nights or something. Jacob, teach me how to turn a happy tree.
Draw me like your Nintendo paintings.
Draw me like I was on Ghost Town.
Draw me like your anime girls.
Oh. Ba-dum-cha. Hey, Michael Bay Jordan is really into anime, so it's cool. It's gonna be cool again.
Oh, Michael B. Jordan is the best.
It's Michael Bay Jordan.
You're right. Jay. It's Michael Bay Jordan. He's earned the bay.
Friday Night Lights.
Actually, I remember him back from All My Children.
All My Children. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, Hair Bear.
Creed.
Stephanie wants to talk. So Stephanie with the amazing leggings. She speaks my language, wants to talk strategy with Hair Bear, and they want to go after a strong guy like Michael.
Let me tell you something. It's a secret. The idol's fake. Like, oh, perfect. All right.
And guess what? This has Morgan has this. Oh. Totally screwed Morgan on the same play.
Yeah, yes. It's never give state secrets to Bob Ross Jr. because just send one pretty girl. It's gone. It's all done.
Security clearance, though. He can have all that.
Yeah, I mean, he can probably work in the White House, but get that top secret level.
Daily briefings, all in. Anyway, she doesn't.
Yeah, we have a connection. I'm like, Jacob, stop talking. All he had to say was, it's real.
Yeah. That's the play. But still, they would have split votes. I mean, why say you have an idol? That's just going to put a target on your back, you dummy.
Well, yeah, say
you have a fake idol. Like, why?
I think that was he knew he was a goner. I think he had to say, come back. The fake idol was okay.
That's a double target.
The man is on a team with Donathan.
Donathan's not there to vote.
Donathan was
falling on the sword for choking in the challenge.
Oh yeah, that's right. They're
so you have a guy that choked at the challenge. You have a chance. Why blow it on saying you have?
They're on the same team, Donathan.
Yeah, but Donathan's on Ghost Island.
Ghost Island.
Ghost Island. Yeah. Duh, it's late.
He can't be voted out.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Yeah, so she doesn't know what to do. She tells Jenna they contemplate voting Michael versus Jacob. Michael and the rest of the strong guys are suspicious that they're being double-crossed. They go to tribal council. And it gets kind of funny. Jacob says to Michael, "We have two ears and one mouth for a reason. Listen more." And I wanted to be like, yes, everyone is listening to all the things that you're saying that you shouldn't be.
Yeah.
And in the end, poor Jacob is voted out of this island. The man in black won, everybody.
Yeah, I kind of felt bad for him, but he's not a very good player.
No, I did feel bad for him. Yeah, that was a quick boot and justifiably a quick boot. Seems like a fun guy, though. So yeah, listening. You're a cool dude. Maybe if you get another chance.
Like I said, I would totally have a beer with him.
Play it less that you're a super fan. It's kind of the Cochran, you know, like first time super fan, it didn't go well.
Then you can come back and win next time.
Maybe.
Did anybody
think Cochran could come back and win a second time? I don't think anybody after his first season thought that would be a thing.
Yeah. I'm just gonna go ahead and give you the benefit of the doubt and know that you're better than Max, so.
Well, Max has an ego.
You know, Max.
Yeah, I know. He has a big ego.
All right, well.
Naked.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Yeah. So that is our double season premiere. We did not do a preview episode, so we do not have the preview.
He hit on Shandy, Max.
He hit on Shandy?
He did. It's on audio.
Oh, she recorded it.
Well, it was during the Second Chances thing.
But we have Survivor Season 36 tally game. So it is now time to make our picks for who we think is going to win season 36 of Survivor. And who wants to go first? Anyone want to go first?
You go first because you've already got your person.
Yeah, I'm going to say Wendell. Picking him. I think he's got a shot.
He's a good player.
And last thing, he's smart, lays low, hopefully stays that way. That's my pick. Colleen, do you want to go next?
No.
All right, Jack, you go.
I'll go with Stephanie. I mean, she's smart. She's smart, super fan, but didn't tell everyone.
Yep. I like her too. I think she's got a shot. Colleen, who's your pick?
This is tough. I feel like there's no front runners right now, honestly. So you know what? I'm gonna go all in and go with Ketlin.
Oh, okay. She kills the competition. She's the only one left.
Yeah, she's gonna kill it this season, guys.
All right, Colleen, you get to pick first. Who you think's going home next week? Take your time.
I know. I'll go with Dominic. Why not? I know his
name. Oh, I like Dom. I hope he lasts longer.
I like Dominic too, but I can't think of anybody else's actual names this time.
Fair enough.
Right now, so
I have the screen in front of me. If you need help,
I know we didn't do the preview show, so there's not a whole lot for me to draw on. But even if we had, I'm so tired right now that I probably wouldn't even think of it.
Jack, your pick.
Libby. I don't know why, but.
I mean, it's a good pick because I was like, when I was looking at this, like, who is that person? I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't. I think she talked to Stephanie, I think, at one point, but I don't know.
Mine is similar. Chelsea Townsend, like, I don't remember her being in the episode. So she's either an early boot or going to win the entire season, a la Michelle. All right. Well, that will do it for this episode. Sorry we were delayed. Hopefully, from this point forward, we'll be more on time. I think that's it. I want to thank people that make the show possible. Our patrons over at patreon.com/JayandJack, especially Tack from Tokyo, Eckhart Richter, Molly the Millennial, and Ed the Letter Carrier. Thank you to all of our patrons. You can get a full list of all the patrons on our website at jayandjack.com. Click on the Become a Patron link to become a patron today. If you use Amazon, use the link amazon.com/JayandJack. Anything you purchase using that link will help the Jay and Jack production fold. That is it for this week's show. We'll see you guys next time.
Oh, we had an email. I totally forgot.
Well, can we save it for next week, or is it a relevant one for this week?
It's relevant, but it's okay.
All right. Well, we'll have that
in
our next
Victoria,
week's episode.
That was my bad. I just realized that we had an email, and I had it pulled up, but I wasn't looking at the screen.
All right. We'll see you guys next time. Hasta luego, and goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.